Testing, testing. Alright, so this is my character, my healing character for the group. She's a tiefling, succubus, paladin, or druid. I don't know which one it'll be. I'm thinking more druid, but paladin would be just as good. It would be chaotic neutral, so the tiefling slash succubus side speaks for the chaotic side. That might change to evil neutral or neutral evil, whatever. But it's a tiefling succubus slash paladin or druid. So, all right, so let's see. The background is she strives for acceptance, struggling between her succubus and paladin or druid teachings, which is the light side, and tiefling and succubus side would be going against their evil side, especially the paladin. Their deity would be talking into their head. As a tiefling, I think for a good roleplay, I think her mind would be racked with the deity of the tiefling and succubus. Actually, no, just tiefling. It would be in her head would be the deity of the paladin or the druid against the tiefling side. They have deities, and both of them talk to her in her head because they both want her as their vessel on the mortal plane or whatever. Let's see. She has both skills. I'm not quite sure. I'm going to take all the main skills from the tiefling and then see if what I can do with the succubus slash paladin or druid class, because I don't want it to be, I don't want this character to be too powerful. Her main goal in life is to heal people. She really wants to just be very helpful, and she, depending on if she's a paladin or druid, she'd be wearing, if she ends up a paladin, she'll be wearing heavy armor, and the only way you can tell it is a woman or a female form is that she has a helmet. The breastplate. That's the only way you would tell. Because she has full armor on. She has a huge backpack, and medium wings. She can fly, but I'm thinking of lowering the fly feet, because it says here her speed is 30 feet. As a succubus, it would be 30 feet, and then flying 60 feet. So I think I'll just make, I don't think the druid or paladin go too far, and I might just take the stats from there, or the tiefling, because I know the tiefling, paladin, and druid probably have more walking distance, so I'll probably just take the walking distance from that. Depending on the armor class, hit points, all that stuff, I think I'll just go, you know, what's bigger, and then just go from there. I'll take a little bit from each class, or either the succubus. The succubus is a given. That's going to be definite. And then the paladin or druid, I'll look over there. Whichever one has more healing effects. Let's see. The succubus doesn't have a very long card, I guess, for... Yeah. Doesn't have a very long... I'll just go into the character. The character basically is very neurotic. When you get to know her, she is usually talking to herself because, like I said, she has two other minds in there going for her sanity. They both want... either deity on both sides wants them for... that's why they talk to her more than any other, because she can, you know, she's of two races and a class, and she picked a class of teaching that would bring her on the other side. So each one wants her for a spy. Of course, the evil wants to just use her. The evil side wants to use her, and the good side just wants to have her as another very useful. They also want her for spy, but they love her more than the evil side. But she can't get away from her evil side. So at some point she can get very insane and talk to herself. So it's very hard to be around. Have her as a friend, or talk to her, or, she's always, as a succubus, she's always, propositioning people, you know, for naughty favors, or, and her good side, whether it being paladin or druid, she's always trying to either get people away from her so her urges for the evil doesn't come through and she doesn't sleep with anyone or kill them. and her good side and the evil deity is talking to her and making her, you know, and she's trying to fight against the evil too in her head. So, you know, she's also trying to distance herself from people, or other beings in general, and or save their soul, that kind of thing. So that's how she kind of plays out. I think the chaotic neutral is pretty good, just because chaotic, I mean, that's how she is anyways. And then the neutral is kind of like in between. Like, she's not quite good, she's not quite evil. She wants to be good overall, but there's always that kind of give and take. I'm going to have to set up some kind of system that will... some kind of system, a role that I can do every time she talks, to what, you know, not which good or evil is taking over her body or telling her mostly to do, but how she talks in that moment, just moment to moment, just like I'll suck your soul out, or I'll suck you off for a gold piece, or, you know. Oh man, I mean, I'm sorry about that. I just really want to be your friend and have you found the light, you know. I can give you a very good, you know, deal on my deity and then, you know, just that kind of give and take and thing. She's going to have a tail and the armor's going to cover that up, and I think... she's going to cover it up. If she's a druid, she might just cover it up with some, like, leaves and wrap it around her tail, and then wrap her tail around her leg, one of her legs. And then if she's a paladin, she'll probably do the same thing, but with armor, and make it just look like, oh, I have scars on that leg, and that's why I have an armor piece wrapped around my leg. It's just a bunch of things that will cover up the fact. And her helmet is basically a faceplate, because a succubus and a tiefling have horns. So she's going to have probably two big horns or maybe two sets of medium-sized horns. And her helmet goes over her head and over the horns. That's about it. She just plays really crazily. It's going to be a really fun thing. And then I'll probably give it away to someone. All right, that's it.